big-leaf plants like green elephant ears would cover the area and shelter his fears. No home he could make it, no walls, just a roof. But on days like this, that roof would sure do. As the storm ended, leaving a rainbow or two, the flowers did sigh in the cool, misty dew. He peeped from below the plant he did hide and saw 'twas okay, then tiptoed outside. He pranced to the stream to wash off the mud, when a song hit his ears and he tripped with a thud. And whom to his eyes did he notice afar but a tiny blonde sprite that looked like a star? She sparkled like moonbeams that danced in her hair. With jaw dropped wide open, Hamilton stared. She twirled around fast on that pretty pink petal, stood up and bowed like the spout of a kettle. "My name's Pink Light Sprite. I live in your dreams. You usually don't see me, but I'm grounded, it seems. My wings got all wet, and I simply can't fly. I must wait here to dry, and then again I will try. Would you do me a favor and stay by me, my friend? We can talk for a while, until my wings mend." Hamilton's heart hopped almost out of his chest. He sprang to his feet, fixed his tie and his vest. He took off his hat, drew his hand through his hair, then held out his hand to greet her with care. "I'm Hamilton," he said, as he stood at attention. So happy to meet her, he just had to mention. "So glad to meet you. This sure made my day. So what should we do now? What should we play?"